What's up and welcome to episode 66 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. We are joined once again by the man, the myth, the legend, the Geek Slays. How are you, man?
I don't know how much of a legend I am, but hey, I appreciate the fancy intro. I'm doing.
Been a rough go.
Rough week.
Sure.
How you doing, though?
I'm doing pretty good. We'll save talking about some of your misery for in a few minutes here. Let's start with talking about your content. I mean, obviously, we've kind of been doing check-ins periodically throughout the year as you've been on the show. But now that we're coming pretty close to the year's end, just looking at some of the things that you wanted to accomplish and looking at whether or not you were able to and just talking about how your content's been in general. So let's hear it.
So I don't know if I'm going to go too deep into the goals I had for this year, because that's a video I do at the end of the year every year. So don't want to put too many spoilers, but for that, it's been a pretty decent year. You know, met quite a few of the goals I had set. Haven't met some of them yet. You know, we still got a month and a half-ish, so still got some time. But yeah, content's been pretty good. I've been kind of slacking since the last time we did a check-in, though. Because I think, you know, I missed like 2 weeks worth of content in September. And then another 2 weeks in October. We're just finally getting settled back down and back to pushing content out as usual. But yeah, it's been pretty good. We're getting close to the start of December. Got to start up Geekmas again, where I post a YouTube video every day for the month of September. December.
That's fun, quite the ride. Yeah,
it's a pain. I don't get, like, guys like Jacksepticeye, who uploaded a YouTube video every day for years. I don't know how you do it. I do it for a month and I'm like, dude, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. I don't ever want to make another one.
Yeah.
That's why I normally pre-record all of January's videos in December, so I don't have to work on YouTube for a whole month after I do that.
Yeah, you had to recover.
Yeah. How's content been for you?
Content has been okay. I mean, I have been sitting at the exact same follower total for a solid month now, and I'm not necessarily mad about it because my videos are doing well in every aspect except for the follower gaining of it, which just means that my videos aren't being pushed out to people who aren't following me, which that's a pretty common TikTok issue. We've talked about this before, that it's hard to get your videos out there on people's For You pages, especially with sports. So it's been good, man. I can't crack into being consistent on YouTube. I'm trying my best. I really am. But I want to do YouTube. It's just hard to be consistent and be consistently good at uploading and being like, hey, here's my schedule. Here's how I'm going to do it. And every video is going to actually be like good and not like just some trash that I'm putting up because I'm like obligated to make a YouTube video. So I'm going to rush this video and I'm going to make it really bad, you know? And it's like, that's like a tough thing about it.
Some of the videos I put out on Fridays.
Right. I mean, like, I'm sure even for you, who's somebody who, like, it's just like, this is my job, I have to do this. And sometimes I'm sure you wake up on Thursday morning and you're like, oh man, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you have to put something together pretty quickly. And those videos, usually I watch them back and I'm like, man, if I had just given myself more time to make this video, it could have been really, really good. So YouTube is hard to crack. Streaming is hard to crack because of the way I stream. I've complained to you about this numerous amounts of times. Streaming directly from my PS4, not ideal. I don't know what I'm going to do about it, but I got to fix it at some point. And stuff like that. But man, TikTok's good. Like, I mean, it's just like my videos do well. And like, I'm finally starting to get good views on videos that aren't trying to beat this team's touchdown total using the draft filter. It's more just like I've pretty much completely transitioned my content into talking head videos, where it's just like, hey, this is a football topic, I'm gonna talk about it, that's what this page is about, you know, stuff like that.
Eventually we needed to move on from those type of videos. Now, of course, we're still going to make some every once in a while.
Like, but honestly, most people that I followed that did that kind of stuff have moved off of it. Like,
I think the only one that really hasn't is Jazzy.
Yeah, but
Jazzy's still pumping those daily.
Yeah, because he has like a, he's very creative with them. Like, the way that he, like, utilizes them. What I've been doing is, like, I've been doing, like, trying to beat a certain amount of fantasy points, which I think is cool, because I'm trying to crack more into the fantasy realm. But other than that, man, like, yeah, I mean, it's just, I gotta just be more consistent on other platforms. That's about it. It's about the only thing I would only gripe I have, but yeah.
I think that'll get easier when you get to a spot, you know. Whether it's having a better laptop that allows you to truly be able to edit and upload on YouTube or be able to stream, or whether it's a desktop computer. Basically, you need a better computer and you can really get into pumping it.
Because editing on a Chromebook, as you can probably guess, doesn't even happen.
I was going to say, knowing that my editing on that, you know, $2,500 iMac that's like designed for me to edit on and it struggles sometimes. Yeah, I can't imagine a Chromebook.
It's just like downloading I just have like the CapCut app on this thing.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can do. And like CapCut it can be very, very good. Like CapCut has a lot of good capabilities. It's just like I'm recording my clips on a PS4, so the quality isn't phenomenal. Right? So I'm trying to crack more into like not just uploading primarily gaming sports content on my YouTube. It's just like more like longer form videos of what I would do on TikTok and like vlogging and stuff that like is easier to make look good because I have an iPhone that has a 4K camera on it. So like, hey, vlogs are going to look really nice. Like that's one thing that I pride myself on. But yeah, I mean, it's also just hard to motivate myself to do that because I'm like, even the videos I do work hard on YouTube don't really do much traction for me because I don't really have a platform on there quite yet. So yeah.
Wow. Oh, maybe not. I thought I was excited about something for a second, but I wasn't. I thought Twitter had finally figured it out. It's not that hard, but I thought they had finally done it.
Figured.
The whole Twitter blue thing, you know, paying for verification, which
sucks.
Both of us are probably going to have to do soon. Because when the Twitter blue, you know, the verified people are the only ones showing up in replies and mentions and search, you know, our job is to create content. So we want people to be able to see what we're saying.
Honestly,
so we're going to have to pay for it.
The best
sucks.
Way to promote our content is to be verified. And
right.
Like, if you're verified, the better chances there are of people seeing your tweet saying, hey, I'm going live on Twitch, or hey, I just uploaded a YouTube video or a new podcast episode or whatever. So
I didn't even know that was coming. You're also going to be able to post longer videos if you pay for Twitter Blue, which means, like, I could upload my
more
full
clips.
YouTube videos onto Twitter, too.
That's true.
Or, like, full clips from the podcast, like, full, like, we're talking specifically about Patriots Jets. You could upload that full segment onto Twitter and not just a short minute long clip.
Do you have like access to your podcast analytics? I'm just curious as to what kind of like listening numbers you pull.
I think. Let me go.
Cause the podcast is actually doing really well for me. That's one thing I didn't mention, but the podcast has been popping off recently.
I didn't talk about that either. So I should go look. I have to kind of look on each website, so I'm not gonna know for everywhere. But if we look at views, have been up on YouTube since when did they really start going up? I've been consistently in double digits since about the end of May. I've had a few podcasts not hit like the same number of views, but since about the end of May, at least on YouTube, the podcast has been doing better. Sign in. I gotta sign into SoundCloud because I never use SoundCloud on this computer. I think using Anchor would be nice because doesn't Anchor track all of your analytics?
Anchor
all of
is
the platforms?
Phenomenal. It is. I would consider it if I were you. Like, so, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have, like, preset, like, stipulations or concerns about it because you're not using it currently, but...
Man. Right. No, I just didn't know about it when I started the podcast, and then...
Here's the thing. It's like,
I know how everything works the way I do it now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Anchor works, and I feel like the hiccups of getting used to it will be worse than just sticking with where I'm at.
The thing about Anchor is I also am pretty sure you can't transfer a podcast over to Anchor that you've already started.
Oh, then no.
So like,
then I'm never using Anchor.
I have never heard of a way. I'm sure there is one that I just haven't tapped, but I have not heard of a way on Anchor where you can take an already existing podcast that you're creating and like, what do you use to upload yourself to Spotify now?
So I use SoundCloud. Because when you upload everything to SoundCloud, now I pay for SoundCloud Premium. I don't know what it's called, but I pay for SoundCloud and then I upload directly to SoundCloud and then share my RSS feed from SoundCloud to everywhere, basically. But yeah, that's so I use just SoundCloud to do it. And at least my analytics on SoundCloud are pretty good.
Good.
Surprisingly. Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's pretty decent. I'm kind of surprised. Now I want to know if it'll show me the most plays I have on any track on SoundCloud. Wow. Episode 54 got 552 listens on SoundCloud. Who would have thunk it?
Nice.
Weird. I mean, I don't that's look like, at the analytics for the podcast, honestly. Yeah, I just let it live.
My most listened to episodes are always the ones with guests because they promote it. Like, my most listened to episode is the Sir Yacht episode because he has, like, 30,000 followers on Twitter and, like, 500,000 on TikTok. So, when he promoted it, like, that is, and that's something that I really appreciated about him, is, like, a lot of big creators won't promote podcasts that they're on. Like Theo didn't mention anything about the Ball Knower when he was on it.
Right.
Right. But if he had, I mean, that Ball Knower podcast would be through the roof right now. And, like, that's still, like, I'm pretty sure the most popular team preview because, you know, it's Theo Ash. But, you know, one thing I appreciated about Sir Yacht is that, like, he did everything he could on every platform to promote the podcast and the episode. And that, yeah, that actually goes a long way considering.
Wow. Sorry. So SoundCloud really breaks down, like, your analytics total. And I'm looking at the cities where I get the most listens. And two out of the top five are not in the U.S.
Can I guess them? Because I have also ones in different countries.
I don't think you'll get it.
The top two cities outside of the U.S. for mine, one of them is Berlin, Germany.
Okay.
The other one is... Oh, where is it? Oh, it's Rome, Italy. Don't know why.
Wow.
Those are the two... International. My guesses for you would be Toronto and maybe I don't know. Maybe like Sydney, Australia, or somewhere in New Zealand, because that's also up there for me.
No, sir. My top the non-American cities obviously are Dublin, Ireland. Which okay. I love. Ireland is also the country where I have the second most total listens.
Have you ever interacted with anybody from Ireland? Like,
I don't know, probably. Or is it just people
who know your content?
But okay. I also am, like, you know, ancestrally am Irish, so I like that. I'm very happy. And then Brussels, Belgium.
Ooh, man, okay.
Yeah. You
got some Belgian listeners.
Down here, we got London, Sydney, Australia. There's Toronto.
What's Rotherham, your most listened to American city, out of curiosity? Is it
Huh. Go ahead and make a guess.
It's not in Wyoming.
No.
Is it Chicago? No, it's not
Chicago. No. It's Los Angeles. Yeah. And then a very small town in Idaho, and then some place called Boardman. I have no clue where that is. And then Cheyenne, Wyoming is next, which I'm pretty sure is just what they call everyone in Wyoming who listens to it must be from Cheyenne.
Is Rochester, New York on there? That's my city. And I listen to your Rochester podcasts most Rochester. Of your episodes. I'm probably the only one from my city who listens, because it's a pretty small city in upstate New York, but...
It is not popping up.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean much, because, again, you could be getting roped into whoever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because, like, which is weird, because a lot of cities don't exist, but then Los Angeles exists, and so does Hollywood. Right. Same place, but, okay. Mm-hmm.
Got four plays
from Minneapolis, so got like you're hitting the Vikings fans
out there. Yeah,
yeah. My top five countries are the United States, Ireland, Belgium, the UK, and Canada. With Australia being real close at six, and then what are some weird countries? What? I've had listens from Trinidad and Tobago, the country with two names, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. I got a listen from there once. Slovenia, Nicaragua, Pakistan.
Dude, you
Fiji.
Guess what? My anchor does this by state.
Yeah.
Guess what my top listen to state is. There's no way you guess this. That's crazy.
It's gonna be Arkansas.
It is Virginia.
Oh, God. Okay.
Virginia holds 69% of my listeners.
Wow.
It's Virginia, wow. New York, Illinois, which makes sense because I have friends in Chicago from school. Washington, Utah, yeah. North Carolina. And then the last one with any percentage is Wyoming. So shout out to you and...
Hey, that's... Down there. Well, that's me and Wonder.
Yeah, you and Wonder. And then Texas,
maybe
I'm assuming.
Some other people. I don't know.
Eero's from Illinois, yeah?
Eero's from Illinois. Hoon is from Texas.
Okay. I'm mutuals with him on Twitter, so... Colorado, Massachusetts is up there, Maryland's on there, Ohio's in there, Pennsylvania, that's Miller. Missouri.
Maryland? No.
Maryland's, no.
Isn't Miller in Maryland?
He's from Maryland, yeah. I don't know who's from Pennsylvania. Either way, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We got
weird
some listeners across
talk,
the board.
I like it.
Yeah.
We do.
Speaking of analytics, from the football sense... I think it's about time that after 20 minutes of avoiding it, we talk about this past Sunday. Because this entire season, every time I've been on a podcast, you or Miller has said, go ahead, vent about the Packers. Now I'm going to give you this blessing and the same opportunity. What happened?
Okay, so I don't really need to vent because I called it.
Fair enough.
On stream before the game, I was talking about how we're just coming off a hard-fought, highly emotional win in Buffalo, which that always sets up a trap for you to play poorly the next week. Then we have the upcoming super short week, which always leads to you overlooking your opponent the Sunday before your short week, where you got a Thursday game. So we had that mix of, you know, tired and banged up and overly emotional from the Bills game, and then looking past the Cowboys to the primetime game on Thursday on Thanksgiving, where the whole world's going to be watching. Dallas kind of gets forgot about, gets left out. Mm. And then it was just their defense is really good, and Dallas did just come off a really shitty loss to Green Bay. They want vengeance. Like, this is a game. I figured it would be more of like a 38-24 type score, but I still knew we were going to lose, probably lose big, and the internet was going to clown the Vikings for being frauds for losing to another good team again. They still beat the bad teams. They just lost to another one of the best teams in the NFC. Like, I'm not going to discredit you for that. I didn't discredit the Eagles for losing to the Washington either, because Washington's a tough team, whether you like them or not. I know Taylor Heineke's their quarterback. Doesn't matter. They got a great defense, and that they just follow that dude. They would run through hell for that dude. So they're a tough team. And So I don't really have much to I called it, but also the other weird thing was our offensive line has been one of the best in the league for the entire year. And I saw an incredible stat. You remember Super Bowl, whatever that Super Bowl was, 2020 Bucks Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes was pressured all day. He had a pressure percentage in that game of 39%. Kirk Cousins on Sunday against the Cowboys was pressured on over 60% of his snaps. He truly had no time. The definition of no time. Every time he dropped back, he wouldn't finish his drop before Micah or Lawrence or somebody was getting a hand on him. I think part of that does have to do with losing Darisa. No. Yeah. And just no time is just not a good conversation. Like, it's one of those things where I don't care what quarterback you want to say. Take any quarterback in NFL history and put them on that Vikings team on Sunday, nothing would have changed. It would have still ended 40-3. It was not a quarterback issue.
Yeah.
I've seen that narrative on Twitter. Kirk didn't show up. Kirk choked in another big game. No, he didn't. Kirk didn't do anything because he couldn't. We don't know if he played good or bad. We know he got hit.
I also just think that from the Cowboys' perspective on this, it was like they're coming off a loss to Green Bay, and they need to show that they're still a top team in the NFC. And that's how you do it. And also, I think that Dallas might even end up being a little bit better than Philadelphia, because
it's possible. If Jalen Hurts regresses, it's possible. The issue for Dallas, and you know this all too well as a Packers fan, is they still have Mike McCarthy, who is going to cost you games, and he will do it in the playoffs.
He will. He will.
And you don't have Aaron Rodgers to try to overcome it. I like that. That's the thing. He's not
Aaron Rodgers, no. And so, I guess my question to you now is, do you think the Vikings are a top two team in the NFC at the current moment? Or do you think that that is an NFC East run top two?
That's tough. I think they're right there. But it's tough. I would give Dallas the spot above them right now, because Dallas's defense is elite.
Let me extend the question. Do you think that they are a top four team in the NFL right now?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not high on the Bills right now. I know a lot of that is injuries. So, but if we're going to talk about Jalen Hurts maybe taking a fall off a cliff, Josh Allen's been falling for 3 weeks.
I fear that you are getting closer and closer to being correct about the Cam Newton comparison, because he just does the exact same stuff that Cam Newton did, and it's going to cost him eventually.
Yep. Did you see the video I put out yesterday? You might not have, because you might have scrolled away.
It was the one about the it was the Allen and Mahomes video. I watched that video. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I'm gonna cover that again, so you've already heard this, but whatever. So Nick Wright made a video. You know, he has a show on FS1. They edited a clip from his show onto TikTok talking about First of all, it starts with the disrespect to Patrick Mahomes needs to stop. Kind of valid. He's right. The best quarterback in football, and it's not really close.
He's the MVP.
I know people. Yeah, he's the MVP, and but he's, to me, without a doubt, the best quarterback in football. It's not really close. But he was like, the Josh Allen thing. People are saying that this rivalry is going to be like Peyton and Brady. Except it can't be. Because that rivalry was that rivalry because Brady was seen as the winner. He just went out and won. But Manning was the numbers guy. He got you MVPs and, you know, records in the regular season. And you were the best team and whatever. But he couldn't win when it mattered. And in that situation, who's Josh Allen supposed to be? Is he supposed to be Brady because he's the winner? Because Mahomes is the one with a ring.
He's not the winner.
And then the two Super Bowls. Is he the numbers guy? Even though every year Mahomes has better numbers and has an MVP and has thrown 50 touchdowns in a year?
Yeah.
Like, that aren't, like, it can't be Brady Manning. It's like I said in the video. It's closer to Brady Big Ben. There's this super talented guy up north who's really big, strong arm. Maybe he'll win sometime. When the other guy doesn't, maybe. Like, yeah, it's possible.
And they're probably going to end up with the same, like, ring ratio as Roethlisberger and Brady are going to end up with. It's like, Mahomes is going to get his. And Mahomes might even get one this year. I mean...
Yeah, it's possible.
Allen... I just think that he is too inconsistent. I don't know if I trust him to play three or four good games in a row to get to and win a Super Bowl. And that's the thing, is that he could play three straight good games and then get to the Super Bowl and do the Josh Allen thing. Or he could play one good game in the wild card, get to the divisional round, and have a Josh Allen game. And he's been good in the playoffs. I mean, the phenomenal game against the Chiefs. I mean, that game, that's the game that sparked the Manning Brady was like, they're going shootout, they're going touchdown for touchdown, they're both throwing things, but like, in the end, Brady won those, Mahomes won those.
And even then, the shootouts in the playoffs, that sounds more similar to Steelers Pats than it does Colts Pats.
Yeah, even like
those
Patriots,
were shootouts.
Like the Ravens and the Patriots would go at it in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Like every time they face each other, like Joe Flacco. But like,
yep.
There will not be a Brady Peyton comp or esque rivalry for a long time in the NFL.
It's, you know, like, the only guy in the AFC that I think could do that be Mahomes' Manning. And people are going to hate me for saying this.
Is it
Trevor
Herbo?
Lawrence?
Oh, Lawrence.
No, Herbert's not. He doesn't have... Herbert's a really good player, and I don't want anything taken away from that. Herbert doesn't have it here to be Peyton.
That's true.
Not here.
He does kind of fit the stats criteria, because he threw for 5,000 yards last season.
That's true. So, it is...
Lawrence could develop into that. You're right.
Lawrence has it here. That's why I think it could be him.
I don't necessarily disagree. Is there any other Vikings Cowboys things you wanted to hit before we move on to another second year quarterback?
First of all, Micah Parsons is him. I hate it. What was it? The third play of the game, he made Christian Darrisaw, who's been a top five tackle in the NFL this year.
Yep.
Look like he was the worst left tackle ever.
Silly.
And that's just Micah. That's just Micah. Like, it's nuts. That Cowboys defense is just something different, man.
Micah Parsons is the most valuable defensive player in the league this year.
Oh, this year? Without a doubt.
Not overall, but this year. No, like, Aaron Donald's been the most valuable defensive player in the league ever. But
yeah.
Micah Parsons is certainly up there if he's not the top spot this year. And like you just said, their defense, I mean, it's one of those defenses that, like, you came into the year and you were like, they've got some potential, but I'm not sure they'll be, like, great. But they're playing, and Trayvon Diggs, like, we talked about this in your podcast, he was.
Yep.
He developed into like this, not so much a pick merchant anymore as he is. He's still getting picks, but he's also like locking people down, and he's a very good corner. And like the rest of their secondary is okay, and they're doing their jobs. But like you said, like their secondary wasn't really tested because their front seven just destroyed the Vikings.
I was gonna make that point again. It's like it's Trayvon this week. We can't say he locked down Justin Jefferson.
Well,
I
know.
Three catches for 33 yards or whatever. But when Kirk doesn't have time to throw, but wasn't I'm not that on, like, crediting three targets? The corners. Right. Like, yeah. I think he had four. Well, he had three catches total for 33 yards. He had two catches against Diggs. Because they were not on each other the entire game. Because Diggs, like most corners in the NFL right now,
but like
doesn't really shadow people.
Yeah.
He plays the side of the field.
And the reasons why like Jefferson didn't have any like huge numbers is because there was no time for a big play to develop.
Right.
Like he couldn't get more than 5 yards down the field before the ball had to either come out or Cousins was sacked. Right.
I
think he got sacked like what, six times?
Seven. Career high for Kirko.
Jeez.
And that's just the times that he got sacked. Not the times he threw out of it or, you know.
Got hit as he threw.
He was getting hit every play. Yeah, like, Kirk was getting smoked. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely don't blame him for this. It's like I posted on Twitter that our O-line and D-line, or our offensive line and our defense stayed in Buffalo. they got snowed in, and we were fucked. Yep. So I hope the Vikings pull a Cowboys. We got New England in Minnesota
on Thanksgiving. Thursday. Everybody's
go
watching.
Have a statement game. It and doesn't have to be 40-3. It doesn't. Please don't make it out. We need a comeback.
Slightly worries me is that Belichick is going to have his defense ready, but no corner in that
will
team
he?
Can stand a test to Justin Jefferson.
That defense, the big concern for the Pats, and what's not a concern for the Vikings. The Patriots are the team that just had that really hard-fought, emotional win, and that defense was on the field way too much. They spent too much time on the
field. They forced 10.
They're going to be tired.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to be tired. Sorry. And
short week.
Vikings, oddly, aren't going to be. Because, you know, by
midway
through the third
quarter,
none of our starters played. Like, we're hanging out. We're chilling.
I think you guys should be fine. And like you said, it's like a statement game. It's like, hey,
yep.
Like this is a team we should beat, and we're going to put them in the dirt. You know? Like,
yep.
And
as good as that defense is, I'm sorry, Mac Jones and whoever is on that team are not torching our defense.
Yeah.
You're not Dak and Tony Pollard and CeeDee Lamb. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, and the Vikings really, it's not like you guys are like sweating. Like, it's not like they're like there's any pressure from the rest of the division. Like, if you lose, you're like, no. You lose and you're just like, well, the Lions are probably going to lose on Thanksgiving. And the Packers are going to get smoked by the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. And whoever the Bears are playing,
and the Bears
are
the Bears.
So
the
Bears don't
want to
win.
The Bears will play really good and then lose on the final play of the game.
What's the third Thanksgiving game?
4 weeks.
Vikings, Patriots, Lions. Who are the Lions playing?
Lions. It's Lions, Bills. We knew that because that's why Buffalo played in Detroit.
If the Lions win that, we got to start having a dialogue because
the Lions
are on a winning streak right now.
I might victory lap my original Josh Allen take that he's no good.
I mean,
he's the worst quarterback
the Lions,
in his draft class. If he loses to the Lions, I'm victory lapping that.
If the
Give
Lions
Josh
win
Rosen,
and Josh Allen throws like a pick, it's
over. Oh, he's going to throw one. Jeff Okuda is getting him. Or Aiden Hutchinson, who has a pick in like
apparently,
2 weeks in a row.
Who has more picks than Jair Alexander this year. So,
Aiden Hutchinson. Better cover corner than
apparently,
Jair.
Dude. Although both of his picks, he was just like running in circles by himself, and the ball was just there, and he's like, "Oh, let me just snag that."
I'll pick this. Thank you.
Yeah, I figured you would always be a big Josh Allen guy because he's a Wyoming fellow there, but
no, I never bought into that because he's not a Wyoming guy. He went to Wyoming.
Yes,
he's a California kid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, that's not.
I don't think anybody who is actually from the state of Wyoming has ever.
They have actually. I think is Jay Novacek in the Hall of Fame? Maybe. He played for the Cowboys for a long time. Novacek. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just checking real quick.
This is Cowboys related. It's okay.
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. It doesn't say. And I feel like that would pop up pretty quick.
Oh, I'll just check his pro football reference. He's the best Wyoming-born
three-time
NFL
Super Bowl champ, five-time Pro Bowl, one-time All-Pro, three-time Super Bowl champ, but not a Hall of Famer. Oh, maybe he's not from Wyoming. He went to college in Wyoming again. Okay. NFL players born in Wyoming. I just want to know
if there's anybody.
Yeah, is there anyone, man? Oh, I'm fucking stupid. Logan Wilson.
Oh.
I
didn't know he was
Wonder,
from Wyoming.
And I actually don't know if I did. Wonder, without a doubt, played against the dude in high school. What's funny, that's in dope. High school, Wonder was better, which is hilarious. But, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Wonder was actually really good. He's just an idiot.
What position did he play? Issue.
Quarterback. Oh, only yeah? For our school, quarterback basically meant running back. I think he had 20 pass attempts on the year. But that's also because our coach was an idiot. And the reason I didn't play high school football with Wonder, coach wanted to only stick me on offensive line. Even though I was the only person on our team who knew how to catch. It's like, dude, just put me at tight end so we can pass if we ever have to. And you know what they needed? In the game leading up to the state championship game, somebody who could catch a ball. And I was the only guy who could have. And coach didn't want to let me. So I was like, fuck you. I'm not going to be an offensive lineman just because my size is right. Put me at the position that's best for the team or I'm not going to play. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, bye.
See ya.
So Taven Bryan, who is still playing, is from Wyoming. Zane Beatles, who was a tackle from 2010 to 2018. Brett Kiesel, he played for the Steelers. Chris Cooley, the tight end for the Washington team. Who else? What other names do I know? Not many, but we're also back in like the 60s and 70s now because there weren't a ton of play. There are currently three players born in Wyoming in the NFL right now.
Okay.
That is Taven Bryan, Logan Wilson, and Jacob Bobbin-Moyer. He's a long snapper. Or the
nice
Denver Broncos. That also tracks, actually. So, fair enough.
One last Vikings related thing. I don't know if you watched Night Football, but Herbert or Mahomes did something, and Chris Collinsworth made a call back to Fran Tarkenton. So,
really?
I knew you'd be ecstatic
for
that.
I did not see that. God damn one it. Of those, now I need to go find that clip, though.
One of them did something ridiculous with their legs or some kind of ridiculous pass, and he was like, that was kind of Tarkenton-esque. I was like, no Thanks. Way. Chris Collinsworth knows ball.
Dude, I'm just like Miller football in the way I talk about the Vikings. Because, see, Vikings fans aren't as dumb. Not as many Vikings fans talk about how the Vikings have never had a quarterback. Bears fans will do that, even though Sid Luckman's a Hall of Famer. Like, you're just being stupid. The Bears have had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The Vikings have had quite a few Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but only one that like played for the team for more than a year. Like, yeah, Brett Favre was a Viking, but you know, anybody who's not a Vikings fan doesn't think about Brett Favre and see him in a Vikings jersey. I do, right. Because that was very early on in my football watching career, and you know, at the time, he was my favorite player in the NFL, even when he was on the Packers. So seeing him in purple, that's the only way I see Brett Favre anymore. Only now that he's become such a piece of shit, I'm seeing him in the green and gold again. Is that fits better?
My first favorite NFL player when I was a kid was Adrian Peterson. So,
Like, it's because outside of your own team, the players you're going to see the most are their division rivals. That's why me and you were so high on Stafford when so many people weren't. It's like, no, we've seen this dude. Stafford's him.
That's the thing, dude. And, like, Adrian Peterson, I mean, I've told you that I was originally a good old Minnesota Vikings fan because I watched Adrian Peterson take a 90-something yard touchdown to the house against some team. And I was just like, yep, that's it. I'm a Vikings fan. And then my family bullied me out of it into being a Packers fan. So here we are. What could have been? Nice. I could have been sitting alongside you cheering for our 8-2 football team this year, but no.
Oh. So real quick, I'm going to tell you what Wonder did in high school. I can find his stats still. And I think this is a pretty interesting one to talk about. So he played quarterback his senior year. He was 13 of 27 passing for 146 yards and a touchdown. That's it. Because they didn't throw.
It's like a game
ball. No one could catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put it. Yeah. And he had 1,500 rushing yards, 23 touchdowns, 239 kick return yards and a touchdown. 86 tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss, a fumble recovery, 2 interceptions, and 2 blocked field goals. That was his senior year. He was our best player offensively and defensively, and we should have won the state championship if our coach's other issue, they were playing a team that could pass, so you need to pass the ball eventually to try to stay in the game, or if you're not going to, maybe when there's a 6'4" wide receiver out there, you don't put a guy who is 5'4" to guard him. There was a full foot difference between the two, and that one receiver beat us. Why you wouldn't move the guy who was playing middle linebacker for you? Yeah, he's still shorter than that guy. Why you wouldn't put your best player on the field, Wonder, to go, hey, fuck it, go shut that guy down. We're done. Why you wouldn't do that? It was just bad coaching. I almost got kicked out of that game for yelling at the coach about how much of a dumbass he was. Why is it everyone on the... I was yelling. Why is it everyone on the sideline knows what to do in this game other than you? Are you just that dumb? He was not happy. But it's like, I wanted to see my high school finally do something in football, and that was the only chance we were probably ever going to have, and it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the guy. He offense, defense, and special teams, and was actually really good, which is weird.
So what I'm hearing is he was just Taysom Hill before Taysom Hill.
Yeah, and I genuinely think he could have continued playing. The dumbass just would not let me edit his highlight tape and send it to school. He was just like, no, I'm good. It's like, dude, you're from a small town in Wyoming. Nobody's just going to hear about you.
Yeah.
Let me get the footage. Let me edit it. Let me send it to some people. Let me play agent for a bit. Let's get this figured out.
Yep.
And he just didn't want to. But that's his own goddamn fault. That's what we know.
Yeah.
Sorry. I overtook your show there. Let's move on to whatever you want to move on to.
So I think one thing that I wanted to hit before we wrap up here is both New York teams are in a really interesting spot quarterback wise. Okay. The Giants with Daniel Jones and the Jets with the absolutely awful Zach Wilson. Now I will say the difference between these two is that Daniel Jones has not been nearly as bad as Zach Wilson has been this year. Although he's not the guy, right? There's a reason why they didn't pick up his fifth year. There's a reason why he's a quarterback out of Duke. I mean, it's not going to work out. So, starting with the Jets, because they're kind of a harder team to crack down on, what do the Jets do, okay? And to kind of broaden it first of all, do we think the Jets do something in the draft or something in the trade market? Do we think they sign a free agent? I mean, or do they run it back with Zach Wilson? Because they could do that if they wanted to.
If in the middle of his second year, they're already not committing to him and they're going to bench
that's
him
right.
for Joe
that's
Flacco,
what I was gonna say.
They're moving on.
Yeah.
They're moving on. I think you do both. You go pick up a QB in free agency. You pick up a bridge guy. Unless you can get Brady, obviously. He's the only real guy you can get. Because, I'm sorry, Geno, first of all, is going to get franchise tagged. Second of all, even if he didn't, Geno's not going back to New York. They ruined his career. He's not giving them another chance to fuck it up.
No.
He's just not. And he would want to stay in Seattle. That's where he's been. They're the ones who gave him the opportunity. As long as Seattle wants him back, he's staying there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sorry, nobody's getting Lamar. As much as I like to talk about how he'd look really good in that other purple, doesn't matter. Everyone can talk about how much they want Lamar. We're not getting him.
He's getting extended or franchise tagged. Yeah, it's right. As simple as that.
And he could just force a trade after he gets franchise tagged. No, he can't.
He could sit.
The Ravens are the type of team to let him ruin his career to just sit there for 2 years. The Ravens are that type of team.
Yeah.
So,
and like the Jets, I think I'm kind of with you on that route where they take a guy in free agency who's veteran experienced, and then you like draft a project guy like Anthony Richardson, who's probably going to fall because he kind of sucks. But if Anthony Richardson is there,
I mean,
and your immediate needs, there isn't really anybody good. And they might get to a point where they're picking and Anthony Richardson's the best player available. So you say, okay, we'll take him. And then we'll say, hey, veteran bridge QB, why don't you start for a bit and we'll have Anthony kind of learn behind you.
So I think I like Anthony Richardson. I really do. I also want to mention, if people watched Josh Allen at Wyoming, the way people have watched Anthony Richardson at Florida.
Yeah.
Josh wasn't that great either.
No.
Like, okay, that's a lie. He showed his flashes of greatness.
But so does Anthony Richardson.
Rookie year Josh Allen was exactly what he was in college.
Like,
and
like Anthony Richardson was like the Heisman favorite for the first few weeks. I mean, like, he has shown flashes.
He's got the flashes, which is what you need. And you need a veteran, smart QB who can not only... If the Jets team next year is like the one they have this year, where their defense is holding teams to 3 points and they have a good running game, you know who the best veteran bridge QB you can go pick up is, right?
Does his name have bridge in it?
Yes, sir. We're going to be seeing that number 5 in that New York green again. His experience in New York was good the first time, though he was only there for the preseason. Like... And what is Zach Wilson's biggest problem? He's not smart enough to run the offense and make the good plays.
He has a lot
of... What is the one thing Teddy has always been praised for? That. No, he doesn't have the greatest arm. Zach Wilson's arm is better. Drew Locke's arm is better. Fuck, my arm might be better. But that doesn't matter.
And I think... I think Zach Wilson just sucks at being a leader. Yep. Like, you saw the press conference clip.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you let your defense down by only scoring 3 points? Down? No.
No.
Like, Zach, you threw for 77 yards, and you threw the most boneheaded...
Your team punted more times than you completed passes, you dumb bitch.
That and the Tyler Conklin throw... that ended up directly in the chest of Devin McCourty was just like, I mean, even if he dropped that, that's a terrible throw. Even if the defender dropped that. Tyler Conklin's open. Like, he's open, streaking across the field. He has a step on his defender. All he had to do is put it out in front of him. And not only does he not put him out in front of him, but he sails it over his head. Not only is it behind him, but it's too high. And I'm just that is the worst possible throw you could have made. Because the thing with Zach Wilson is the second he takes a step out of the pocket, you have beaten him. He is done.
Which is a problem, since the whole reason he was drafted second overall was because of his ability to make plays out of the pocket. And that's the thing he's the worst at.
And the problem is, incredibly he runs wild. Out of the pocket every single play because that's his play style, because he bootlegs all the time. But the problem is, and for somebody who bootlegs all the time, he's terrible at throwing on the run or terrible at making plays off of bootlegs. It's like, I pushed narratives that he was better than Justin Fields earlier in the year. Not true at all. Because I figured that there would be at some point this year where Zach Wilson would figure out how to, like, throw out of the bootleg and throw on the run. And every single week, he, like, makes this immaculate play in the pocket where he evades the defender, runs away, and then he just chucks it up and it just gets picked. Like, every single time. So we got a little bit of a connection issue? Question mark? Looks like a connection issue. Let's take a little gander here.
Must have been his.
I'm assuming that was my Wi-Fi and not yours.
I think you're still having a issue at the moment. Needs a second to settle still, I think.
Hello? Am I back?
Uh-oh. Freezing up again. You kind of freezing up every few seconds. I don't want to lose it. We were having a good convo.
We were. Back? Question mark.
All right, are we back? I was able. I think we're working.
Okay.
I think
we're good. All right, we're back.
All right. I totally forgot what we were in the middle of saying, though.
I was talking about Zach Wilson. About Zach Wilson, yeah.
And I do get to victory this one, because you remember from all the way back at his draft time, he was my least favorite. I think I had Davis Mills ranked ahead of him. I know I had Kellen Mond ahead of him, which is hilarious.
That's funny, yeah.
That one didn't age so well, but
yeah, you were a Kellen Mond enjoyer.
Oh, dude, I was so hyped when we drafted him. Sucks I never got to see him throw up. That's not true. I saw him throw one pass in purple.
Against the Packers.
And it was nearly picked off.
Yep.
Because he got yanked immediately after that throw. Nope, you're bad. Like, you're done. Mind. As if never Sean mind. Mannion wasn't doing the same thing anyways. That was terrible. But yeah, I mean, okay. Yes, his film in college was not bad, but I think everybody forgets, and even at the time, I didn't think of this. I'm not going to take credit for it. I definitely heard Theo Ash say this today. I'm not going to lie about this part, but yeah, not only was it a COVID year, but BYU is the only actual COVID merchant, maybe total, because like, at least for when you look at some of the other teams, like the Lakers, who went and won the championship in the bubble, at least they were still playing NBA teams at that same level. Like, they weren't weaker teams suddenly. The Bucks didn't face weaker competition.
Nope.
But BYU went from playing their normal Pac-12 games to the best team they faced that year was Coastal Carolina, dog. Like, what are we doing?
And they barely beat them.
Zach Wilson is a COVID merchant. I wonder if the Panthers are going to call up the Jets and give Zach a shot there, too.
Trade him for Sam Darnold.
No, you know what Zach Wilson's got to hope for? I don't know if he's got it in him to do this. He needs to go try to pull a Geno. Go sit on the bench somewhere for a few years and hope that if you get another shot, you can make the most of it.
I will go as far as to say that I would rather have Mr. Drew Lock than Zach Wilson right now.
Here's the wildest thing you're ever going to hear from me. I agree.
There it is.
We found a singular quarterback that I will pick Drew Lock over. We found the first one. That's not true. Yep. There are two others. There are two others, and that's Nathan Peterman and Brian Hoyer, because they're awful.
I would take him over Nick
outside
Mullins.
Of those three, I don't know if there's any quarterbacks Lock is better than, but
yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I would take him over Nick Mullins.
You forget
me?
Nick Mullins
I would
is
take
kind
him
of
over
a little
Nick
badass.
Mullins. No, are you joking? I would take him over Nick
would
Mullins
you?
10 times out of 10. Yes, legitimately 100%. I don't care what the stats say. I've watched him play. I would take Drew Lock over Nick Mullins 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Guy who completes 65% of his passes in his career? Here's the thing. Okay, let me break this down real, real good for you. I'm getting my Nick Mullins propaganda going real quick.
Biased, sadly.
So yes, Nick Mullins went 5-12 in his time. It's definitely not, though. I was saying this before he was in Minnesota, but he had 2 years with San Fran, started a single game in Cleveland. In his career, he has started exactly 17 games. He's played one full NFL season. Look at his numbers. Shut up, Siri. played 17 games. He completes 65% of his passes. He has thrown for 4,912 yards and 26 touchdowns. That's better than any year Drew Lock has had by a mile.
He's better, sadly. Better.
Drew You're
Lock
right.
Better.
Nick Mullins is better. Thank you for admitting that.
Drew Lock.
Good job.
Better.
I English languaged you. Sorry, I Englished you. You lost.
Drew Lock.
You got Englished.
Is a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's top 32, and I will die on that.
Not.
We can't argue about this every single time we're on a podcast, but
and you are going to die on that hill.
I will die on that hill. Absolutely.
Oh, we're lagging again.
Oh, no. Get this thing wrapped.
Oh man. What are Drew Lock's numbers? He's got 24 total games. He completes under 60% of his throws, less yards, less touchdowns. Shockingly, they have like the same amount of interceptions. They're both in the 20s also.
Fair enough.
Which is pretty funny. So apparently Drew Lock is just Nick Mullins. That's the answer. So either we get some Nick Mullins praise out of Jake, or we get some Drew Lock hate. Sorry, I don't make the rules. I don't take the shits. I just disturb them.
Drew Lock's better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. I want him on the Packers over Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Give me Drew Lock for Aaron Rodgers.
Please. Start Drew Lock next year.
That
enjoy
if Drew Lock,
winning.
If Drew
no
Lock
games.
Was on the
you
Packers,
would lose. I don't care.
I you would go ballistic. No.
Give Drew Lock the Pro Bowl. Like, give him the All Pro team around him. He will still lose every game. I promise.
I will. If Drew Lock's
That's
on the
not
Packers,
true at all, actually, but...
I would say. No bad words about him. I would only praise Drew Lock if he was on the Packers. I'd be on cloud 9 if
you say that until week 8 when you're 0-8 and have never been competitive. You would
give
up in
pick, baby.
8 weeks.
Then we take a quarterback. He's helping us do the right thing.
That would mean that Drew Lock's not any good.
He's good at tanking. That's good at something.
Checkmate.
Yeah. But there are quarterbacks who are better at tanking.
No.
Nathan Peterman is the goat of tanking. Dude threw 5 interceptions and a half.
That is true. All right. Well, that's about all I had planned, if I'm being honest. Neither of us really planned our episodes out too thoroughly. So, any closing thoughts from you before we wrap up this lag show?
Miller Football is an absolute nerd on Twitter with the shit he posts. Did he like calling Cole Kmet the greatest tight end of all time today? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
and
wild.
Then let's also talk about Steven, who also is wild, who just tried to say Robert Tonyan is better than Cole Kmet. That's a little wild.
It's more debatable than Kmet.
Kmet at the beginning of the season. It's not that close.
That's fair enough, yeah.
I don't know if I agree. But either way, that's what I know.
Alright, well, that is all from me. Make sure that you go and you follow the Geek Slays on every single platform. Go check him out. He streams, I think, most days. I'm sorry, I don't have your schedule memorized, but he uploads YouTube videos every Friday,
makes TikToks
every single day. Dude's a legend. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for the good conversations, as always. And we will see you guys in episode 67 of the podcast. See you guys.